I come over here about 4 times a week, and I just come just to play basketball with my friends because it's a close place. Hey, you leaving, Debbie?
Late into the evening on any night, the basketball court in Beacon Hill is jam-packed with guys like 16-year-old Delano Covarrubias.
Well, I love basketball, and this is one of the places where there's a lot of people that come, so might as well come to where the people come.
The mild March weather draws them like a magnet. He says anyone's welcome here. They play for hours until it's so dark you can barely see the ball, much less the basket. A quick game can last half an hour, but they don't even look tired. Victor Lanto says it gets competitive, but you can't beat the friendships.
You got a bunch of different kids from the neighborhood. You come and you play against different people, and, you know, nothing aggressive, just good old fun.
Beacon Hill opened the court late last year with the help of a city bond project. They're celebrating a new linear park, too. Cosima Colvin is the treasurer with the Beacon Hill Neighborhood Association.
That basketball court was not open for 5 minutes, and we had kids playing there. It has been worth every moment of frustration that we had because it is always busy. It's been wonderful.
The frustration, park designs often don't match the money from the city to build them.
You're having to remove items from your beautiful park that's on this paper.
Pretty soon, the new bond project will lend another $500,000 for another phase of the park to be built. The neighborhood is passionate about these parks because they're for families. Colvin says they give people a reason to want to be here.
I think it validates the community. I think it lets the community know that they're a part of something bigger. I think it lets them know that people care about them and pay attention to them. And I think it brings cohesiveness. You meet people when you get out of your house. And if you really want to build community, the first thing you have to do is get people out of their houses.
The court is great, but people like psychologist Stephen Wallace argue kids need more than a place to play. They need positive people. In The Positive Impact of Youth Mentoring, he wrote adolescents very much want consistent exposure to caring, supportive adults who serve as their mentors. 26-year-old Michael Mata shows up to Beacon Hill for games frequently. He's in college now, but when he was in high school, he says he'd play basketball at many neighborhood courts like this. He's modest about the role he plays with the guys. He doesn't consider himself a mentor.
No, I don't. Honestly, I don't.
But in many ways, he is.
I mean, if these kids got advice, I mean, you know, I'm more than happy to give it to them. But I try to point them in the right direction, you know. That's all we can do.
Kids with mentors are 46% less likely to start using drugs, 27% less likely to start drinking, and 52% less likely to skip a day of school. That's according to Armin Babajanian, who is with Big Brothers Big Sisters of South Texas.
And it makes a lot of sense, you know. You have somebody who is encouraging, who's there for you, who's there to talk to you when you're not having a good day at school.
He says the basketball court is a safe place to go. Playing well is optional. But if there are positive people around, too.
I think you're shaping a very positive person.
And that gives Beacon Hill all the more reason to celebrate. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.